let somebody else run the call floor who knows more about that industry than you do, and for a fraction of the cost, because most of these, you can outsource it to these third world countries that are way more proficient at it than we are.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Welcome, everybody, to Real Grit. I'm Neil Timmons. Hey, I'm here with Corey Geary. He's out of the Phoenix market, but he's nationwide. He runs a seven-figure business nationwide. He's been in this business for some time. I'm excited to talk to him because I know he's gone through quite a journey in life and also in this business to find his way to the success level that he's having today. So everybody, welcome me. Welcome, Corey. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Neil. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm truly blessed and honored to be here, man. I'm doing great, man. Just enjoying this holiday season.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got a little one, so it makes it even doubly special when the holidays roll around.
It was amazing. It was her first Christmas, you know, first gifts, bunch of pictures of her, you know, opening up gifts, even though she couldn't do it too well. She's only 4.5 months old, but we were opening the gifts for her, taking a bunch of pictures. I mean, it was awesome.
That's pretty exciting. Just to think forward for the next year, it's going to be nuts to see the transition from today to where she'll be in a year from now.
Yeah. Christmas will only get more and more special as she like realizes the meaning of it. You know what I mean? It's going to be awesome. So
yeah. No, it gets more excited as a parent too. When you see what's everything there, some of that as you get older, lose a little of its luster relative to presents. But when you get the kids involved, it's incredible.
Yeah. It brings that magic back.
Yeah. You're totally right.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. That's exciting, man. Well, thanks for taking the time to connect up here. I appreciate it. I'm pumped to talk to you here. You know, for the audience's sake, you know, how'd you get in this business?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. I get asked that all the time. So when I got into this industry, I was dealing cards at the casino. I was a blackjack dealer. I done it for 17 years, got way too complacent in that job because it was a high paying job. I was making six figures, you know, via tips, working 6 hours a day, just living the party lifestyle. And that's what I did for the majority of my life up to this point. But the good thing was, I was able to save some money throughout my dealing cards journey. And we used to watch that show, me and my girlfriend at the time, that Flip or Flop show with Tariq Al-Musa.
Yep.
I think that's one of the shows that got a lot of people started. Yep. And I was watching the show, and my girlfriend at the time, who was a part-time realtor, part-time blackjack dealer, she goes, "Why don't you flip a house so I can list it?" That was literally the thing she said to me. And I was like, I don't know. It seems easy enough. You know, 30 minutes, you make $80,000.
Derek did it. He did it in 22 with commercials.
Right. You have a couple of hiccups. And then at the end of the day, you're always making money. That's what the show portrayed. So here's a funny thing, man. I was on my morning run the next day. I was running around the neighborhood and I saw one of those bandit signs that said, you know, fix and flip, buy price 250, ARV 350. I can't remember the exact numbers on it. And I was like, huh. And I just kind of saw it as a sign. So I stopped on my run. I called that phone number. I bought that house. It was from a company called Net Worth Realty here local in our market. That's kind of similar to New Western. I think a lot of people know.
Yep.
I bought the house. Took me 6 months to fix and flip, and I made $8,000. That's my very first real estate deal, dude. And, yeah, I learned a lot. It was good. I didn't lose money in the first deal.
Yeah.
And fast forward a little bit, I started going to local RIAs here.
Yeah.
I started networking with wholesalers, met a wholesaler here locally. I bought a second house from him, and it took me 3 months and I made $20,000. So that was like a home run for me. It was definitely a home run. On the third house that I bought four properties all at once. I ended up partnering with somebody else from the casino on these. Very unfortunate for him, but we bought four houses all at once. We had to use a new contractor because my old contractor was not working out, but the new contractor was even worse. Like, we didn't check him against the ROC. We didn't do our due diligence on him, check, you know, with previous clients, you know, anything like that. And he took us to the cleaners and he robbed us. And between the two of us, we lost $250,000 on those four houses. We had to wholesale the deals back to the wholesaler. We got really taken advantage of. He saw a mark on our head, and you know, it reset me. It set me back to zero. I lost all my life savings. I lost my, obviously, my previous flip money, my 401k money that I had from the casino. I was like, okay, yeah, what do I do now? I didn't want to give up. The partner I had, obviously he gave up and he's still dealing cards to this day at the casino.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to give up. And so like, I literally researched on Google, how do wholesalers get deals? So like, I got to figure out how these wholesalers do it, because if I have no money, at least I have my job still. So I'm still able to like provide for myself. And I researched on Google, and who I found was Sean Terry.
Yeah.
And so I went down that rabbit hole. I bought his course, ended up joining his mastermind. And that was kind of the beginning of my wholesale journey and just my real estate journey as a whole. And so that's where it all started. And I bought my first house end of 2016, probably joined Sean Terry's mastermind somewhere in the end of 2017.
Okay. Dude, what made you get, I mean, $250,000, and everybody's taking lollops, you know, womps in this business. There's no way around it. But for that to be house number, what, 3, 4, 5, 6?
It was three. Yes, it was transaction three, but I bought four all at once. That was the first mistake. It was an idiot mistake. I was just like, because I felt like, oh, yeah, I was successful in my last couple of deals. You know, let's just turn up the volume here.
Right.
And it was the biggest mistake I ever made. And, you know, if I'd have had a mentor, or if I've been part of a mastermind before that, or, you know, maybe that wouldn't have happened to me, you know, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And, right. You know,
but what made you keep going? I mean, it'd just be the easier solution would have just been forget this.
Right. And that's what my partner did.
Right.
He's just like, screw this. And he's still dealing cards this day. Right. I just didn't want to lay down and die. I was like, if I just give this up, then it's all over. I'll never get my money back. Yeah. The only way I'm going to get my money back is if I continued forward. Correct. That's the way I looked at it. Like, if I just stop this and go back to dealing cards and say, forget it, then that money's gone forever. You know, just working in the casino. And there was a reason why I wanted to pursue real estate and why I felt like I needed to do this. And I refused to lay down and die.
What was that? What was that? Why? What was that innate burning desire to you know, burn the ships, if you will, and go, I'm not going back. I'm only going forward. What was inside of you at that moment in your life that said, this is the only way out is forward?
The only way out is forward. So my why is different now than my why was then, obviously. Sure. Then it was just, you know, me chasing the dollar. You know, I was really like the real, it just because it hurt so bad to lose the money.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad that was what I was using as fuel to move forward. It's like the only way I can get that money back is if I continue forward and continue doing deals. But I had no money. So I was like, okay, well, how do I do that? I was like, well, how do wholesalers get deals?
Right.
Let's go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And so really the why then was just really chasing the dollar. Now my why now is completely different than my why is then.
Absolutely.
But it was really just chasing that dollar. And I refused to be defeated, because I've always hated losing. And that's always since I was a little kid. I just hate losing. Like if I lose, I want to, why did I lose? What did I do wrong? How do I pivot? And that was really what that burning desire was.
Hate losing more than you love winning, actually.
I do, man. It burns,
and that's a fuel.
Yeah, it just burns so bad. And it's like, oh God, I gotta figure this out. What's going on? And so, unfortunately, a very painful experience, but it was an experience that I had to go through.
Right.
We recaptured some of that money back, obviously, through a tax write-off. And then we did try suing the digital contractor, and he paid a little bit back. I think we got back maybe $30,000 or something to that nature. And actually, the guy passed recently here in the last year. And I even donated money to his family when he passed, because, you know, it was very unfortunate how he passed. You know, it was just an extreme learning experience, you know, and I have not lost money like that in a real estate deal since. I have lost a little bit. Like we lost one deal this year. It was a fix and flip deal, and we lost like $5,000. We've not lost money like that. Most of our deals now we do pretty well.
No, you're a monster now. You don't get to this point without using that fuel to get educated, to have tremendous success, and then go to work. And that's one of the things I respect about you most. I know you work, and I know you got a terrific team that puts in the effort, because they want outcomes.
They want outcomes, right? And I take them along for the journey with success with me. And I'll touch on that education. You just said that was probably the biggest. That's the biggest reason why I've been able to do what I've done, is because I've always been involved in some sort of mastermind, mm-hmm. some sort of direct coaching, some sort of like just trying to have somebody teach me how to get ahead of the curve. And that's been very crucial. I've probably spent, you know, some of the rounds of $250,000 on education throughout my whole real estate journey. Yeah. I'm about to join another mastermind coming up this year. That's pretty heavy. And then I feel like it's our next level that we need to go to. So yeah, it's been great.
Take me back to 2017. You got educated through Sean Terry's stuff and then bring me forward in the business. How has that looked like from 17 forward?
So obviously in the beginning with Sean Terry, you know, he was teaching how to do the local, you know, wholesaling model. Right. So like literally I'm out there putting bandit signs or doing a little bit of direct mail. It took me about like, I don't know, 8 to 10 months to get my first real wholesale deal direct to seller myself. And the funny thing is when I got my first deal, I wholesaled that deal to the wholesaler I was buying deals from in the beginning of my journey. So like, his name was Chris Simon. I called Chris up and I was like, hey, I got this deal. Can you look at it? And he looked at it and goes, yeah, I'll buy it. I was like, okay. And I made $10,000. I was like, boom, proof of concept. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, this works. So, and then, you know, a little bit more fast forward, I ended up obviously still doing coaching and mentorship. There's another guy named Justin Kobe who I was doing coaching with, and he was doing cold calling at the time. And I was like, okay, so cold calling seems like to be a really cheap way to get leads. Mm-hmm. So I created a call floor in my living room. I put a bunch of cubicles in my living room and I hired college kids and, you know, whoever else responded to my Craigslist ad to come in and cold call for me. And so, you know, that way I could get cheap leads. And it worked. It worked pretty well. I was, you know, doing about five to seven deals a month. Mm-hmm. I was going out to all the appointments in person, directly to the seller, you know, it's belly to belly.
Yep.
And I was still working at the casino, but it was brain damage because I was running the call floor, doing the real estate business and working in the casino. I was like sleeping like 3 hours a night, but I was making money. It was like, I had traction.
Yep.
Up to 2000, that's going on up to about 2018. And I was in the mastermind called Boardroom with Sean Terry, Kent Clothier. A lot of people know who they are.
Yep.
And Sean Terry, one of my presentations, he made me promise and he made me swear to God in front of everybody that I was going to quit the casino by the end of 2018. Otherwise, I had to give $15,000 to a charity of his choosing. And you know, fast forward a little bit, I'm getting towards the end of 2018. And I'm like, oh man, I don't think I'm going to quit the casino because I'm making good money there. I'm making good money in real estate. I can continue doing this. I'll just pay the $15,000 to continue doing what I'm doing. Yeah. And I was going to make good on my bet, but yeah. I was like, all right. And what happened was a bunch of the dealers, the blackjack dealers were going to Vegas for New Year's Eve in 2018. I decided to go with them. And I go ice skating on one of the top of the casinos. They have like this frozen little pond they put on the top of the casino. Yeah. Ice skating drunk. I fall and break my wrist. I'm like, holy crap, you can't deal cards with a broken wrist.
Nope.
So I'm like, this has got to be a sign that I got to quit. And because otherwise I'll have to go on FMLA for 3 or 4 months until I heal and then try to. So I literally came back, I had my broken wrist, came back from Vegas. I put my notice into the casino. I was like, this is it. And as soon as I put my notice in the casino, they walked me out. And that was the end of that. And I was full-time real estate from that point forward.
Tony Robbins says, life happens for me, not to me.
Oh, boy, does it ever. I mean, everything that has happened to me in this journey, there's a lesson to be learned. And it's been to guide me, you know, and everything probably was before that too. I just didn't notice it because the way I was living my life.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you kind of have an awakening and you start seeing this stuff and how it's guiding you. And it's just been wonderful to say the least, you know.
That's an incredible story, an incredible journey about how to get out of the business that
you're not paying that 15K. Screw that. Here, boom, break your wrist. I'm like, okay. Wow. So,
all right. So now you're full time in real estate. You're mending this broken wrist. What's that look like? And then that will be 2019.
Yeah, 2019. We get to a point where we're doing like maybe 5 to 10 deals a month local. actually, you know, really decent here in Phoenix. You know, as everyone knows, it's a very competitive market. I don't believe in that. Everyone's like, oh, I don't want to play in Phoenix. It's competitive. I was doing 10 deals a month here. So we were doing all right. We ended up getting into an office because the HOA complained about like the cars being parked out in front of my house every single day. They were threatening to fine me. They were thinking like I was having keg parties or something. I'm like, no, I'm running a business out of here.
How long were you running a business out of that house?
It was like a year, year and a half.
That is good for the audience to understand, because so many people, you and I both see it, is, you know, they get in the business, they get like 3 deals and they're like, cool, I'm getting an office. I want to go as high as I can in that building down there. I'm like,
no,
man, you wouldn't believe this, dude. The office I'm in today, and there is 4 of us in the office. I own the building with a couple other guys, and we all have rent. We all have leases. My lease is $350 a month.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, dude, what more do you need? At some point, if you want to show off, you don't need to do it in the office. That's right. Not the spot to do it.
No, right? It's not. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we got forced into the office because of the HOA.
Yeah, you got it.
I was like, all right, well, let's get an office in. And so got an office about 2 miles down the road from my house. And I'm basically still in almost the same office. I'm actually across the sidewalk now from when I first moved. But I mean, we're still in this building and this to this day, but we don't run a call floor anymore. I scratched that idea because that was brain damage. Like, I can outsource cold calling.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. It was just a headache managing those type of employees. I would never do it again.
Right. So knowing what you said is you'd outsource it. That's what you would do. If not doing it again, you'd outsource it.
Right. Let somebody else run the call floor who knows more about that industry than you do.
Yep.
And for a fraction of the cost, because most of these, you could outsource it to, you know, these third world countries that are way more proficient at it than we are.
$4, $5, $6 an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So you scrapped the call floor, and then what'd you do from a marketing standpoint?
So beginning of 2020, right before COVID really kind of took, you know, its stamp into our economy. Yeah. That was a nightmare. I decided to go nationwide virtual. Yeah, I was in a couple of different masterminds. One that you're familiar with was the Joe Dillon mastermind. Mm-hmm. I was in his mastermind for a good year, year and a half. Great group of guys. Absolutely. Great. I love that mastermind. I'd promote that to anybody. Mm-hmm. And you met a guy there by the name of Nick Perry. Become really good friends with him. I've obviously been friends with Sean Terry for a while. And these guys are starting to trailblaze the nationwide model.
Right.
So we ended up switching nationwide in 2020. Up to that point, we're trying to do some PPC. We're trying to outsource it. We're getting our asses handed to us, you know, through you know, how much it was costing, you know, outsourcing it. So in 2020, I decided to bring it in-house. I actually decided to learn how to do PPC myself and do it nationwide. And that's when we went nationwide in 2020. I did make a mistake that I would never recommend anybody who is thinking about going nationwide. When I first went nationwide, I turned off all my local marketing. And so all my local deal flow stopped. And then I had nationwide deal flow. That was the biggest mistake I ever made, because the local model is what was paying the bills,
right?
Keeping me fed, keeping the business going. And I turned it off to try this new nationwide model. And that was horrible, because it took us a few months to get traction. We couldn't sell our deals because we couldn't find buyers. I mean, it was painful, and I had the same overhead. And so like I literally ran in the red for 3 months, like bad in the red, before I actually, and of course, COVID hit. Right. And there was all this uncertainty with the COVID. And I mean, it was like I was laying in bed at night thinking, man, I have to close the doors. I might have to start this over on the local side. I mean, it was very stressful. And then we finally started catching traction and towards the middle of 2020 and the end. And we actually finished out the year profitable, barely, in 2020. And that was kind of the journey of my nationwide wholesaling model that I was doing. And then 2021, we really cranked it up. We ended up in implementing Novations, which was a game changer in our company.
Game changer.
We're a Novation first company, wholesale second.
Yeah.
And so we're still doing the nationwide model with PPC as our main marketing channel. We do some we do have some cold calling going on and some texting going on, because I do believe in multiple marketing channels.
Sure.
But the PPC has been our main breadwinner for the majority. Yeah, up to all through 2020, you know, we've been just cranking along. We play in 42 states. We're doing pretty well. You know, obviously, we're always desiring to get better on our craft. For example, this year, I shut down the company for a month and a half, maybe almost 2 months, to revamp the business with sharper business solutions. So I hired those guys to come in and revamp the whole business. I ended up, you know, firing most of my crew based off of their, you know, their PI index test, making sure the right people are in the right seat. So we went through a lot of change this year too, to get better systems and processes in place. We just relaunched again, maybe a month and a half ago, and we're already cranking along pretty well.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors. Need more leads? Who doesn't, right? Want to access the vacant home lists, absentee owners, tax liens, pre-foreclosures that are all routinely updated? Well, you can get it all in one place. Batchleads.io. Batchleads gives you access to the nationwide property search, nationwide buyers list, comparable home sales, quick filters, and hundreds of prospect filters to allow you to slice and dice it any which way you wish. Batchleads is trusted by some of the nation's top investors, and with plans starting as low as $30 a month, there's a lot of bang for the buck. Batchleads includes unlimited list stacking, so there's no need to buy another software program or figure it out in Excel. They've even included discounted skip tracing with every single plan. It's a system my team and I personally use. Now use coupon code IMPACT when checking out for 50% off your first month. Batchleads.io, coupon code IMPACT for 50% off your first month.
We're going to deal flow wise per month. About what are you hitting?
So we're back up to now. We're probably going to do December. We should probably get about 15 to 16 contracts for the month of December. Before the shutdown, we were doing anywhere from 20 to 30 contracts a month.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it was cranking pretty well. I was trying to crank up the volume even more. And there was just a lot of holes in the business. And there was just not good SOPs and structure in place.
Right.
It was just like all this overhead was being spent and not getting, and I was turning up overhead, not getting better results out of it.
Right.
And I was like, there's something wrong. And so I ended up having a consultation call with Sharper and you know, that was kind of how I was like, all right, let's revamp this.
Sometimes you got to take one step back to take a quantum leap forward.
All day. Even though we're going to probably hit 1.5 million this year. No, we are going to hit 1.5. No problem. We might even do more than that. But, you know, I was pushing for like 2.5 is what my goal was, but it wasn't happening. And I was like, okay, what's wrong? That was the problem, was our foundation. So, you know, with a solid foundation, you know, I see no problems of us doing 3, even 4, maybe even 5 million next year. So,
well, the systems run the business, the people run the systems, right?
Yes.
Systems run the business, people run the systems. And so it takes having proper systems and proper structure in place in order for the people to run. Other relies, you're too people dependent, right? When we need to be system dependent in the business.
Absolutely. 120%. And I'm learning more and more that as I'm moving along here, and I'm not an integrator type person, so I don't have that like thought process. I'm a visionary.
Yeah,
that's right. Create a mess. And then, you know, I need like the mess cleaned up. It's like, and so I'm learning that as I'm going along. And now we even have an integrator who is in the company who I'll be training over to CEO in 2022. So we got a good game plan for that starting next year. Yeah, really, really excited for 2022.
Well, let's talk about 22. Where are you headed?
Where we're headed is the goal is 5 million with a 30% profit margin minimum. Yep. To the bottom line.
Yep.
So that's the real estate side. Pick up some more creative financing deals, structure. We're actually in, this is very, I learned this from Sean Terry. We're going to integrate this into our company where since we don't have a 401k plan for the team members,
right,
we're going to create an LLC between all of us, and any creative finance type deals we get, we're going to hold that LLC for the business.
Oh, cool. For everybody. That's your 401k, if you will.
That's going to be the 401k plan. Yeah. So we're going to be doing that next year. Obviously still be cranking away the novations, doing the nationwide model. We've really cracked the code on that. We're very successful with it. So on the real estate side, that's kind of the vision there. Obviously, I do coaching and mentorship now too. I have a mastermind that I run now. Yep. So the plan is to scale with that. I'm going to start working with Cody Sperber the beginning of next year. Sure. I'm joining his mastermind. I'm going to be hiring him, hopefully. I'm supposed to meet with him this week or next for coaching and mentorship through him. So I'm always looking for more coaching, more mentorship, more masterminds. How can I scale? How can I grow not only in business, but personal, spiritually, you know, and physically too. So it's,
Without that, would it be fair to say without the mastermind, the coaching, everything you've gone through from an education standpoint, you wouldn't be in the personal happiness that you possess today and with your wife and your baby? That wouldn't exist without everything you've gone through.
Not even close. Yeah. Not even close. I always say real estate saved my life. And what I mean by that, it has nothing to do with finances at all. Like the money, that's the last thing that was the most important thing now. Like in the beginning, that's what I was chasing. Mm-hmm. Now it's the last thing I'm chasing because real estate really saved my life because it really awakened me onto my spiritual journey that I'm on. And it taught me to love myself. Yeah. To really understand what issues I have internally, how to deal with them. And, you know, I used to be a heavy alcoholic, drugs, and I've been sober now for Black Friday was 1 year, completely sober.
Congrats.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
So awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. This is the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me in my life. It's never been better. So like I said, obviously, you know, I've just recently got married this year. I've got a baby this year. Yeah. None of that stuff would have happened to me in my old life. The old Corey, none of that stuff was happening to me. This stuff didn't, like, I always wanted to have like a kid. I always wanted to meet that perfect woman, but it was not happening in my old lifestyle, you know, but once God saw that I was ready, then he positioned me to where it could happen. Yeah. And so like, it's just been an amazing, beautiful journey. Just from that aspect, like I said, the money that's like the least of what's come out of this whole real estate journey.
I know you, and I know this impacts your team as well, and how you communicate, integrate with your team, how you guys interact. So, talk to us about your team. What's it look like, and what's a culture like on the team?
So, the team now is we have one sales manager who is going to be also the CEO coming up next year. And we run our acquisitions virtual. We have virtual acquisition team members now. So there's three virtual acquisitions under my main sales manager. I have a lead disposition manager, and then I have a junior disposition. And then he runs the virtual TC company. So that's the team now, which was a lot. It's a lot less than what it was before. Before we had like 9 people in the office, crazy overhead.
Yep.
So the culture is great. You know, we let everybody partake in all the investments that we do, whether it be, it's talking about the creative financing stuff or even fix and flips. So I still do fix and flips here locally. Yep. We let the team members come in on fix and flips that we're doing if they want. And any other crazy ventures that I'm doing, like I'm in oil and gas. I'm in oil and gas. I'm in NFTs, crypto. I mean, there's so many things that I'm doing that, you know, I allow them to partake if they want. You know, I want to be able, because at the end of the day, your team members want to get rich too.
Correct.
You know, and I want to take them along for the ride if I can, for whatever I can do. You know, they're not employees. We don't treat them as employees. Right. You know, it's not how it's ran, you know, and this is how you keep your rock stars. It really is you treat them well.
Correct. Yep. No, that's exactly right. Let's do this. I want to move on to our final segment, what I call four impact.
Four for impact.
Your favorite quote, I'm going to pull it up here and I'm going to read it back to you unless you know it off the top of your head.
I probably know it.
Yeah, exactly. I will not leave this life without my best intentions.
Yeah, that was just one night, you know, when I was actually drunk. It popped in my head and I rolled it on my whiteboard. And at the time it made me cry. It was like, it was so emotional. It just like came to me. And that's how I really feel, man. I'm not going to leave this life behind with the absolute best intentions possible. I'm going to make sure I leave my mark on this earth before I pass and go and before I go meet the big guy. Yeah. And that way I know I have left my legacy, not just only in finances, but also in spirituality and every other kind of teachings I can hand down to my daughter or the people around me in my life. So I will not leave this life without my absolute best intentions.
Yeah. See, I love that. And that's where you and I connect super well, is that it is about making a legacy, not just through dollars, right? People sometimes confuse that. It's making the mark on your community, on your family. The dollars will soon enough be forgotten or spent. It is, what did you do for these people? Wow. How did you change? How did you alter them? How did you know that team that you're dealing with? How did you change their life? How did you know the transition you made from your old life to your new life, right? And the people that were along that journey are still on that journey with you. The impact that they made, you know, that is a legacy that they've touched you and shaped to the person that you are today and the person you're becoming, which is a better version of yourself today.
Absolutely. And if I could teach this and believe that impact on other people's lives, you know, maybe some of these people will have an awakening. I feel like I had my awakening late in my life. You know, I'm 44 now, you know, and I didn't really start thinking about entrepreneurship and this real estate journey. That was when I was 30, yeah, whatever it was. So, I mean, I started kind of late in life, you know, I wish I would have started when I was in his 20s or 30s, but you know, but if I can leave this mark when I pass, then I've done my job.
Yeah. What do you think holds most investors back? Back meaning, you know, from taking that from where you were, right? From going, I got knocked down in house number 3 to digging deep and moving forward.
Yep. Mindset. 120%. It's mindset. And it's really, why is there some people who can go to a seminar and they'll leave that seminar? Some people will take action and be successful, and then the majority of people won't do anything and nothing ever comes of it because they don't have true value in themselves and know their true self-worth. Yeah. They don't have true love for themselves. They don't feel like they deserve it. It's all mindset. Yeah. And I say it's 80% mindset, 20% tactics. That's the complete picture. You can get all the tactics parts is easy.
You're right. Somebody goes, everybody gets all the same information.
Yeah.
And why does a person succeed and fail?
Over and over and over again, we hear the same information over and over and over again at every event, every mastermind, every place we go. It's like in every book. I mean, but why do some people not make it most people don't make it? It's because of the mindset. That's totally it. Even in my own mastermind, I brought in a guy because I don't teach mindset. I teach all the tactics, but I'm like, I need someone to teach mindset stuff in my group.
Right.
So I brought in a guy named Pat Precourt. And
Pat's a good friend. Pat's a good friend of mine. He's a wonderful guy.
Oh my God, man. He's inner game.
Yes, he
stuff
is.
That he teaches is amazing. So like, I'm like, bro, just come in my group. And of course I paid him. And as I come in my group, add some value, these people could use it. And even I could use it. We always can use it. I always hear that stuff over and over again. And,
correct.
And yeah. It's just, you always
paddle, grow. Paddle change your life, man.
Yeah, absolutely. He's amazing, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's good. Hey, outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
Well, now my family, but yeah. I mean,
that little baby.
Yeah, little baby, but self-development. I mean, I love always working on myself, you know, on my morning routine. I mean, I'm big into meditation, big into prayer. I do cold plunges.
You're doing cold plunges. Yes, I've been following you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love setting crazy records. I tried to do a cold plunge last time I was in Phoenix, which was, I was there maybe 3-4 weeks ago. I couldn't get in. I was in there 15 seconds. You guys set minutes.
The first minute's the roughest, but after you get past the first minute, it becomes good. Once you control your breathing, then the pain goes away. Yeah, I'm big into Wim Hof. I love Wim Hof. I follow him. I do his breathing. Obviously, I do the cold plunges. One of my bucket lists now is to hike Mount Kilimanjaro with him. He does it once a year with a group of people. That would be absolutely amazing to hike up with Wim Hof. So I'm big into that stuff. And of course, you know, I'm big into reading. Obviously, I'm big into other like financial types. I'm big into cryptocurrency, NFTs. I love doing LPs with other businesses. I like buying into other businesses. Yeah. I don't have to be involved in with the day-to-day. So that's like where I like to do my capital. Yep. So if I, you know, I'm always trying to make my capital go to work for me. I don't the money to just stay in the bank. It's a waste if the money just stays in the bank. So I'm always trying to figure out where I can park capital next, whether it be real estate or an LP venture I can get into or cryptocurrency. So, I'm big into that stuff and other side hobbies. I mean, I love snow skiing. I love scuba diving, stuff like that. You know, just love traveling.
You're an adventure. I don't want to say junkie, but you're an adventure seeker.
Yeah. I've always been an adrenaline junkie. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to make an impact, to contribute?
My favorite way now to make an impact is giving back to the industry of everything I've learned throughout my journey, what's made me successful. And that's why I started the mastermind group, so I could give back. And we started the group. It's a very inexpensive group to get into compared to most masterminds. It's been very powerful. I mean, we have about 40 members in the group now, and a lot of those guys are killing it. Some of them are killing it on a level that they're like doing more deals than me. I mean, some of them are just absolutely just crying. I love seeing that.
That's cool.
So I love going to the events and speaking at the events and, you know, just helping people any way possible get over their hurdles. Cause you know, that's what people did for me when I started.
That's right.
You know, it's like, so that's my way of giving back to the industry right now.
So people want to follow you or find out more about the mastermind, where can they find you?
Yeah, just easy. Social media is the best. I'm pretty active on both platforms. Corey Geary for Facebook and The Corey Geary for Instagram. And I'm always posting a bunch of mindset content on there, or I'm talking about, you know, maybe a specific topic in the business. So follow me on there for sure. And if you ever want to, you can hit me up on there through DM, and it's me who answers the DM. I don't have like a VA on there anywhere. Yeah. So yeah, you absolutely
follow me. Yeah, you're real. It's you.
It's me right now. Unless it gets scale so big.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where I can't, like, obviously, like Cody Sperber, he's not the one answering his DMs.
That's right. Think. Yeah. Well, we'll make sure we drop those links in the show notes. I really appreciate you taking the time to connect up here. You've got an amazing story, an amazing journey that you've come through, but you're really still on. You're not at the,
yeah, I feel like it's just begun.
Yeah, you know? Right. We never finish, right?
We're never finished, man, because that's when you stop growing, when you that's think right. you're done. And that's what I love about this journey is the actual growth, that there right. is no finish line. We can just keep going and keep growing learning.
If you're not growing, you're dying.
That is no truer statement right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to connect up here. And I wish you all the best in 22. It's going to be an amazing year. I can't wait to have you back on and get an update and see where things are going and see where things have been.
Appreciate it, Neil. Yeah. Thank you so much, man. Yeah.
Hey, for everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. I'll see you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.